In the name of the Father, of the
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Life is full of difficult questions. Questions that really weigh on our mind, like, what are we having for lunch? Or perhaps some more philosophical questions. Questions like, why is it called a television set when there's only one? And this question, which I think I've posed to you before, if pro is the opposite of con, what is the opposite of progress? Huh? That's funny. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. That's funny. We have questions posed to us in the gospel lesson today. Jesus asks, who are my mother and my brothers? Jesus asks us lots of questions, actually, through scriptures. He asks us difficult questions like, who is my family? Who is my neighbor? He causes us to question the relationships that we have in this world. And so I started to ponder that this week. And Thursday evening, I'm thumbing through the lessons and all that, and I'm struck by the fact that our Old Testament lesson has a question in it as well. This is the one that God poses whenever he comes into the garden in this story about the fall. And he says, where are you? Now often whenever I've heard this lesson read, we hear the person who's reading the lesson say something to the effect of, where are you? I suspect, however, that when God came into the garden, it wasn't a polite, hey guys, where are you? But more like an angry parent who is storming into the room, where are you? And that's an important question, I think, for us to ask of ourselves. Where are we? Where are we whenever we see evil and sin in the world? Where are we when we see tyranny and corruption? Where are we whenever we see so many people being destroyed by drugs and alcohol and other abuses? Where are we whenever we see sin in this world? Are we going to hide from it because it's too difficult? Is it that we're going to just put ourselves away, lock ourselves away, and pretend like it doesn't happen? Or are we going to hide from the sin in this world? Because if we are, I think we're going to encounter a very angry God one day when he asks us the question, where were you? We have in the world around us many problems. We have many sins. We have many evils in this world. You only just have to walk around the streets here to see some of the problems that we face. Problems with drugs, with prostitution, with human trafficking, with all these issues. Are we going to stand up and say something here? If you turn on the 6 o'clock news and you look at the wider world, it's filled with problems and sin. Are we as the church just going to sit here and pretend like it doesn't happen or that it doesn't involve us? Where are we when sin is in the world? We can't hide. We can't put it behind us. We can't act like it doesn't involve us. We can sometimes ask God, why does this happen? But here's the problem. Whenever you get mad, and I've heard people say this before, why does God allow this to happen? Why does God allow there to be hunger in the world? Why does God allow people to go and not have medical care? Why does God allow these horrible things to happen in the world? And I'll tell you right now, brothers and sisters, I am terrified that God will ask me the same question if I ask him that. Why do I allow these things to happen into the world? We are called to be people to speak truth to power. We as Christians are called to be people who stand up in the face of sin and evil and call it out. Because if we don't, we're not following through on what we pray. Because every week, don't we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? If we're not willing to take our part in making that happen, we're just talking to ourselves. We can't be those people. Whenever we see injustice and evil and corruption in the world, we as Christians are called to stand up and say, here I am, this is wrong, and we're going to do our part to make it stop. Whenever the time of decision comes, We have the strength of the Holy Spirit. We have the conviction of our past. We have the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives to have the courage to stand up and say, no, evil and sin must stop. What is wrong with the world must stop. Will we get it all cleaned up? No, I'm not sure that we will. Certainly not in my lifetime. But we have to do our little part so that we can get to that world that we pray for and long for. If we're not willing to stand up, then our baptismal vows meant nothing. If we're not willing to stand up to sin and evil, then what are we doing here in a church? If we're not willing to be the people God calls us to be, why do we even bother? Whenever we come together, whenever we strive together here on Sunday mornings or whenever it may be, it's for that little bit of inspiration, that little bit of hope to push us out into the world and to go out there and to confront the evil and sin and messiness of this broken world. We go out into the world as people forgiven so that the world may know that they can also find forgiveness through Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, at the day of decision, whenever we find ourselves confronted with sin and misery, what are we going to do? Will we hide from it? We can't. We can't. We have to confront it. We have to be the people God needs us to be in this broken and hurting world. Because without that, my brothers and sisters, what hope is there? If Christ gives us hope, we also can give hope to the world so that they can know Christ and experience that forgiveness and freedom as well. Where are you when there's sin in the world? Where are you when there's evil? Where are you when the time counts? I hope that whenever that question is posed to us, we can answer boldly and say, I was at the forefront, standing up for the truth. Amen.